Now, on with the show.
This is Mouse World Radio. Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Voice. And it's Sunday, May 29th, 2009, and this is the live show for June 2009 of WDW Today. And don't forget that this live show of WDW Today is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. AllEars has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to AllEars, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 111,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And as I mentioned before, it is Sunday, May 29th, and I'm Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com. Joining me on today's live show is Mike Scopa, a senior feature writer and blogger for AllEars.net. Welcome, Mike.
He's asleep.
Or muted.
I'm muted. I was muted. You're right. You're right. Well, Matt, it's been quite a weekend, quite a busy weekend. Saturday, a couple of AllEars running members and I did a race. We all survived, and today I witnessed the baptism of my grandson, so it was a big day, and tonight I've got the live show, so all is well with the world.
Haunted Mansion.
wait, TTA.
I was going to say, who asked you, but anyway. Whatever. All right, it all works.
Very good. Also joining us on today's show is Len Testick, co-author of The Official Guide to Walt Disney World. Welcome, Len.
How's it going, Matt?
Outstanding.
Thanks for the photos of Streetmosphere characters over the weekend in the studios, too.
Oh, yeah, anytime. I post a lot of those on StudioCentral.com. Also joining us on today's show is Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Hi, Mikey.
All systems of go, Captain.
What?
Thanks, Scotty.
Heck is that?
And also joining us on today's show is the fabulous Annette Owens, the manager of customer relations and group services for MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome, Annette.
Hey, it's been so long since all of us were on together. How cool is this?
Awesome.
That's right. Very nice. Very nice.
Awesome.
And before we get started on today's live show, I want to mention that we have a special event going on this live show. We actually have an auction for two Magic Meets tickets for 2009. Even though Magic Meets is sold out, we still have two extra tickets to auction off to the highest bidder. And you can go to wdwtoday.com/auction. You have them from now until the end of the live show, but we'll have updates throughout the live show. Scopa will be manning the call center. It's really an email center. Mike, you'll be giving us regular updates throughout the show as the current bid amount so that you guys can adjust accordingly, correct?
That is correct. Again, it's www.wdwtoday.com/auction. There will be a form on that page where you will enter your name, your email, your phone number, and the bid amount, and then you hit submit, and we will be updating everybody as we go along with the show to let everybody know where the bids are at any time.
And Mike, what is the money that we're going to be raising? What's that going to be going to?
One of our favorite charities. We're going to donate the money towards Deb Will's Avon Walk Breast Cancer Fund.
Awesome. Well, it's a great cause. So I encourage all of you who are on the fence, missed out on Magic Meets. Well, you've got your opportunity here. Two tickets.
Who needs tickets? Who needs tickets? I got two. Who needs tickets?
You need tickets? I'm right here. I got you two.
Me too.
All right. Well, upper it's level. Also our live show, which means you get to call in. Yes, Lon.
So these upper level tickets to Magic. These lower. These are stadium seating this year, right?
I got two on the floor.
Two on the floor, exactly. two next to Mongello. Two next to Mongello.
You can call in with your questions at 407-278-5939. Let's get things started with our first caller of the day. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Mouse Nut. Hi, everyone.
Hey, how are you?
Good, really good. Well, I just wondered, what's the possibility with the economy At the value resorts with the free dining, that because I feel that they're so full, because I went to make a reservation today and I could only get 3 days at the Pop, and that was with the preferred room. And I just wondered if that, you think that crowd calendar is going to change.
When's your trip?
September 28th to October 5th.
I'd be more surprised. So value resorts typically run around 90% occupancy anyway. So at any given time, they've probably got between 300 and 400 rooms available. It's not really indicative of crowd sizes to see the value resorts or to check the size or the availability of value resort rooms. Now, if all the moderates are sold out, then you start to think that maybe there'll be bigger crowds. And when you start looking at things like the Yacht and Beach Club, if those things are sold out, then you know it's going to be really crowded. But I think the value resorts in and of themselves don't really mean much of anything. You can't read into it. I'm actually thinking though that I think crowds are going to fall a little bit in the late summer and when kids go back to school. In fact, my guess is now they're probably down 1% or so, maybe 2%.
Wow.
From last summer, yeah. I think, again, we talked about this on an earlier show, that Disney's 4x4 Get 7 may have pulled demand from later in the year into earlier in the year. So.
Oh, I see. Okay. And I just, question number two real quick. How have you heard any feedback on how the doing your own dining plan online is going? And that's it for me tonight. Thank you.
Thanks. I've heard talking about that before the start of the show. Oh. Funny you should mention that.
Yeah, I've heard.
Do you want to talk about it?
I've heard that most people have had a fair amount of success. I think that you have to be patient and learn a little bit about the intricacies of the online system. I've also heard that there have been some problems, and I'd like to throw it over to Annette to talk about those problems.
Well, I would just recommend that once you do it online, that you take your printout with you. To show that you have it. They have had a day where they had 500 people show up at prime time. They were scrambling.
500?
Well, if it was 500 at Nine Dragons, I knew there would be a problem, but
oopsie.
Prime time?
Oops. Yeah, little oops. So I recommend taking that printout with you so you have a little bit of proof that you made that reservation with you. Just remember, this is a new system. There are going to be some bugs in it. That's the best thing I can
500
say.
500 at the same time?
They had 500 for one meal. Lunchtime.
Wow. What?
Yeah. Lunchtime.
Wow.
I don't even know if that has a capacity of 500.
If I wonder what the fire code is for it. If somebody wants to Google that, that'd be great.
Come on, how many people can you fit into the Crystal Palace? Maybe 150?
A couple hundred, yeah. Probably, yeah.
You know, Lynn has exceeded the number of people he has made reservations for, but 500?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they must have said, day. Oh, it's the tester party.
Testa's here. I didn't hear anything on the show about Len coming.
Yeah, Len didn't say he was coming.
And it wasn't all at one time, but it was everybody within like a 2.5 hour period. There were 500 people that showed. Wow. Obviously, no restaurant's going to hold that many. So,
don't forget that our chat room is open. You can go to wdwtoday.com. You'll see a link to our chat room. It's free. It's easy to get in. Just click the link over there and join us in our chat room. We have our next caller. And let's bring this caller in. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, Matt. It's Holly.
Hey, Holly. How are you?
Good. How are you? We met you in May, my husband Dave and I.
That's right. That's right. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us tonight?
Well, I got a couple tips from our trip in May. I wanted to call in. First, I got to give a shout out to Mike, my captain for Team All Ears. I don't know if he's on. I just tuned in.
Hi, Holly. How are you?
Good. Boom, boom, pow.
Boom, boom, pow.
I heard you had a great run yesterday.
Oh, yeah, it was great. For everybody who would like to know, I finished last in a field of 177, but it was a fast field. I knew I was in trouble when I hit the first mile mark, and I was running 2.5 minutes faster than my average. And I said, what? And she said, that's it. I said, I'm in trouble, and I was. But I finished really fast, but it was just a fast field. They were all rabbits.
Yeah. It's hard when you have that. I've had that happen too, where I've had a personal best and I'm still last. That's not good, but
exactly.
You got to be happy with that still.
It was good.
Yeah, I just have a couple tips from our trip. First off, Magical Express. I stole this from someone, but I'm going to use it again. There's nothing magical or express about that service.
Interesting.
We landed late on a Thursday night. We landed about probably 10:30 at night, and we got down to the bus at probably, we were sitting on the bus at 11, and it still took us 2 hours from then to get to the Wilderness Lodge. So I think that is our last trip on the Magical Express. I think we're going to go you guys' route and either rent a car or do a town car or something, because, yeah, that just really drains you right at the beginning of your trip.
It's too bad.
Yeah. The other tip is we, for the first time, we ate at Narcoossee's, and no wife swapping going on there or anything, but we did watch Wishes from there, and Wishes was great from there. We were really surprised. We thought, being so far out, that you wouldn't really have a great view, but we did have a great view from that. So if you want to see Wishes, they have a great balcony out there. I don't even think you would have to eat there, actually, to see that from their balcony. I think you could just go out there and watch it.
Cool.
That's great. Thanks, Holly. We always appreciate, you know, listeners calling in, not only with questions, but also, you know, with tips like Holly has over here, and, you know, sharing experiences, what works and what didn't work. So we really appreciate that, Holly. That's great.
Wait, no real problem. Quick. Really quick, Holly, what'd you have at Narcoossee's?
I had the fish with the, it was like a crab cake on top of the fish. It was delicious. And Dave had the scallops, also very good.
Did you guys have appetizers or desserts or anything?
Yeah, we had the mussels as an appetizer, which was huge. It was plenty to sweat. We didn't have any dessert, though. We were too full.
Really? Cool.
Yeah, mussels must be like, they must get a great deal on mussels, because at Mama Melrose, I remember one of our listeners, Janine, had mussels as which is an appetizer for her meal, and it was enormous.
Yeah, there must have been like 30 or 40, I bet.
And I guess the market for them is really good right now. Cool. Thanks, Holly.
Mussel
no
season.
Bum bum pow.
Bum bum pow.
What?
Inside joke.
I guess so. Very inside.
Isn't everyone these days a Black Eyed Peas fan?
Ooh, there you go. See? Lens hip, baby.
Including, I can't believe Matt's not, but okay.
Perez Hilton is. Yeah.
Never mind.
We have our next caller of the night. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Nick from Crystal Lake.
Nick?
Camp Crystal Lake?
Is there a camp there?
Sounds like a Stephen King flick.
Yeah, from Crystal Lake. Never gonna live my choice of where to live down, I guess.
Yeah, right.
I have a question for Annette.
Okay.
We're coming down to the world September 16th, and one morning we have a late breakfast at Cinderella's Royal Table. In my group, there's going to be three kids. My niece is 3 years old. I have my son, who's 6, and a daughter, who's 1. Well, my niece is going to be going to the Bippity Boppity Boutique before we have breakfast at the castle. My son's going to be doing the Pirates League, so he'd be dressed like Captain Jack. Those two are out for my daughter because she's not 3. So we were thinking of doing something like going to Tinkerbell's Treasures, I think it's called, in Fantasyland, and then potentially going to the Harmony Barber Shop to have her hair colored and have pixie dust on it. And I'm wondering, is that a good idea for someone who's 1? Is there something different we can do?
You can do that. I don't know. You know, every 1-year-old is going to be a little different. You know your child better than I would. Mine never would have set for that kind of treatment. I don't know. Going to Tinkerbell's Treasure and getting a little something there, you know, getting a little dolled up where everybody else is. Maybe not with all this stuff. If she won't sit in the barber chair, I don't know.
Will they have any? Will we have any trouble finding something her size, like for a typical 1-year-old at that store, like the different types of princess dresses?
Ooh. You know, when I've looked for my nieces, it's been a long time. Sorry, my kids are teenagers, so it's been a little bit. The last time I got stuff for my nieces, it was on Main Street. They had a little princess section on Main Street, and that's where I got their stuff there. I don't remember there being any. I could be wrong, though.
Yeah, they may have some. I'm trying to think. It's been a while since I've been in Tinkerbell Treasures, and I'm trying to remember if there's dresses over there, but I mean, certainly they're much easier to find in the parks than they had been in years past. I remember in years past, it was really tough to find costumes for kids, but these days it seems to be a lot easier to find. If you can't find it over there in Tinkerbell's Treasure, certainly ask the cast member. They can certainly assist you with locating where exactly you can find one. But I would check. The Emporium will more than likely have one on Main Street over there. Yeah, I mean, they've got almost everything. So check the Emporium, which is obviously on your way anyway because it's your way in the park, and see if, or assuming Tinkerbell's Treasure doesn't turn up anything.
Great. Thanks a lot.
You know, hey, here's a thought, though. You could always get it before you go and just bring it out when you get in the park.
Yeah, here's a thought.
You can always order it online. Sorry, after the fact. Thinking
that's a great idea, actually.
No, that does sound like a good idea. Great. Thank
she
you
won't
very
know.
Much.
She's won. She won't know you pulled it out of the bag.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Don't forget that we're also auctioning off two Magic Meets tickets for Magic Meets 2009. Do we have the dates? It's August, I know that, but I'm not sure do I remember what the exact date is, Matt?
11th? August 8th.
8th, there you go. August 8th. So we've got two tickets being auctioned off. Go to wdwtoday.com/auction for...
Should we explain what Magic Meets is, just in case somebody doesn't really understand?
Yeah, what is Magic Meets?
Yeah, Matt. What is Magic Meets? Tell us.
Well, I think Scopa, you'd be, since you've given two keynote speeches there, I think you would be the person to talk about it.
I knew that would come back to haunt me. Magic Meets is the brainchild of Fred Block, who several years ago decided that it would be a good idea to maybe right around midsummer to have a gathering of Disney fans and talk about everything Disney, and it has grown into quite an event. Every year we have upwards of 550 people who attend this event in Pennsylvania. And at the event, we have all kinds of breakout sessions where we talk about specific Disney topics, Walt Disney World and Disney. We have a silent auction every year to help Lou Margiello and his Dream Team effort. We have an amazing ballroom that is transformed into a Disney environment like you'd never believe. Fred has an amazing number of volunteers who are just boundless energy. It's just amazing. When we get there, it just takes over. And I know Mike Newell and myself, we have been there till 2-3 o'clock in the morning doing things, and we wake up the next day and we're ready to go. It's just an amazing amount of energy. We get to see a lot of our Disney friends. You get to see some we get to see some podcasters. You get to see some Disney authors and webmasters. And it's just a great time. And sometimes you get a surprise every now and then.
That's right. We're of course, going to be there. And we'll be broadcasting live for Magic Meets this year once again. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But you can be part of the magic actually over there. So and of course, tickets are going for a good cause. So that always
helps. And Matt, well, I have a bid.
Yes.
Yay. And a bid update. Actually, it's a bid update, and right now it's at $100.
Yeah.
Wow, nice.
Cool.
Very good. Well, there's plenty of time to get in. But we've got our next caller. Hi, Brett. How are you doing?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. What do you got for us tonight?
Okay, cool. I just wanted to get your thoughts on something. About 10 years ago, I went to Artist Point, and it was, to say the least, a very good meal. Last December, I went with my wife. And I talked it up. That was a mistake. To say the least, that place was disappointing. Have you guys noticed that among some of the higher-end restaurants in Disney World, that they just go into gutter after they start to turn a profit?
Good one. Good question.
Yeah, I mean, you know what we talked about before, we did, if you recall, it's been a little while now, the episode where we talked about Le Cellier versus Yachtsman, and Yachtsman definitely falls in that category over there.
Yeah.
And sometimes Yachtsman can... Yeah, I've had great meals in Yachtsman, and I've had not as great meals at Yachtsman. That's probably, I think, an example. We all of us were you there, Newell, for that meal at Artist Point?
Which one? Yeah. Was that?
The one with Len and Scopa. Annette was even there.
The one with
Mike was right next to me.
That was the
Izzy meal.
Izzy, right?
Yes,
or Dizzy, or
right.
Whatever.
Dizzy.
Yeah, we ate at Artist Point, and that wasn't Len. You'd agree that it wasn't great.
It wasn't great. No.
Yeah, it wasn't worth the money. Let's put it that way. That we paid for it.
What we? They'll take something good and just destroy
we
it.
We paid.
That fairy tart thing.
Not that whipped or
no, not at all.
It used to be enormous, and now it's when you go back now and you order that, It's like the size of your fist, and that's about it for the same price.
Mm. Yeah,
the same price?
Wow.
Yeah, I've seen. I know what you're talking about, Brett, and it's something that I've noticed across property. It's not just limited to the top dining restaurants, but I've noticed that kind of thing. I mean, we've all talked about it. Scopa and Newell, I'm sure you guys could go on for hours talking about how good Ohana's used to be and how it's changed over the years, right?
Yeah, it's changed a little. I'm not going to say it's changed a whole lot, but it's definitely not what it was 12 years ago or 13 years ago.
I agree.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
I'd be very disappointed if I go back and the California Grill is taking the same path. That one seems to have held up, but I don't want to hold my breath.
One of the things we're looking at trying to do for the guide is map the influence of specific chefs when they move around Walt Disney World. So let me give you an example. The chef from Le Cellier, I forget his name, moved to Jico within the last year or so. And not coincidentally, Jico is now the highest rated restaurant, according to unofficial guide readers, in all of Walt Disney World. And Le Cellier, I don't know if you know this, was a little bit popular prior to that.
Just a little
bit. It's interesting to see how much of a particular chef is good at improving any given restaurant they're at. So I think one of the things we're probably going to do shortly here is start tracking the satisfaction according to chefs, like when they move.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
cool.
Thanks for the info, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Brett. 407-278-5939. I mean, certainly, I think I agree with you, Len. Jico is definitely on its way up. I mean, it's always been a consistently good meal every time I've eaten there. When my parents come into town, they always ask for me to make a reservation over there. And
do they ask you to pay?
Definitely not.
They know better. Yeah. They know better.
Otherwise, wow, it must really be good if they're paying for it, too.
We have... Oops. That's not it.
Oh,
try line two. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, my name's Bonnie.
Hey, Bonnie, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
What do you got for us?
Well, I'm heading down to Florida in November. And because of you guys, I've become like the family Disney geek now. So we have about 20 people heading down. And I have taken on the responsibility of organizing some sort of a family gathering for about 20 people. So I'm looking for some input.
Okay.
A family gathering for 20 people?
Well, not everybody's going to be staying on property, and I don't know if everyone will have park tickets. I'm thinking of something at one of the resorts. Maybe a luau or...
Wow, that's going to... 20 some people, yeah. Man. That's a lot of money.
Wow.
Yeah,
so you're looking for a special event for your group?
Well, yeah, just something, either a dinner out for everybody together, or I heard something about, is there like a cruise for fireworks?
Yes, there is. There's the Wishes cruise. I mean, we did that for Annette's birthday. 20 people is a little much for the boats. I don't want to sound like a shill here, but I've been in the same boat as you are. For my wedding, we wanted to do something special for a group of, I think, 30 people. And it's a very daunting thing. It's not something that, you know, obviously there's a whole lot of information available online, or it's a very easy thing to plan by any means. So I would really recommend, Bonnie, that you try perhaps the services of a good Disney travel agent that can really help you with it, because there's so many options and so many different possibilities. And, you know, it depends on if you're getting rooms, and then it changes based on how many rooms you get, if you get it, you know, that. So that might really be a good option for you to kind of get your bearings and make the whole process so much easier on yourself, rather than you have to call 8 different numbers and have a notebook full of notes for yourself, you know, and trying to decipher it later on. And then at the end, you say, I don't even know what the good deal is. Let's just go to, you know, we'll go to Pico's Bills and have tacos all around.
There you go.
No, I don't want that. Yeah.
So okay. Truly and honestly, I mean, that's what I did. So, and mm-hmm. That's the advice that I would give you. It makes your life so much easier.
Okay. Well, I have one more question for you guys.
Okay.
We rented DVC points from a member, so we're staying at Beach Club. And I'm wondering if with that I'm going to be able to use the Magic Express.
Newell, to book Magical Express, they just have to call into the DVC. The person who has the thing has to call in, right?
That's correct. Last time, I had given some points to my mother for her to travel solo, and I had to call DVC Member Services to book Magical Express. This is what they told me. I tried calling the regular number, and they made me call DVC Member Services to book Magical Express.
Okay, so the member should call that.
The member's got to call, right? So if you're buying points from someone, you know, you want to make sure that you get in touch with the member. And this happened the last time. This was about a year ago. I don't know if they changed it since. I usually don't use Magical Express. But a year ago, they made me as the member call. So if you're buying points from someone online, you might have to have them call for you.
All right. Okay. Well, great. I enjoy your guys' show. You make me laugh every week. So keep up the good work.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Cool. All right. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye, Bonnie.
407-278-5939 is our phone number.
Lies over the ocean.
And don't forget about our chat room, wdwtoday.com. And you'll see a link for our chat room right there on the homepage. And, of course, we're having the auction for the Magic Meets tickets. Two tickets available for auction. Just go to wdwtoday.com/auction for that. And, of course, there'll be a link on the regular WDWtoday homepage. So all your needs can be found over there. It's time for our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Fred.
Hey, Fred, where are you calling from?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, nice. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, we were listening to a podcast the other day, and we heard that you guys were going to be down there, and we are going to be down there August 31st through, like, the 9th. And you guys were, at the time, were talking about, I can't remember what the girl's name is, she was saying that you guys were going to, we'll see you dressed up as pirates and stuff. And we're presuming that that is because that's when they're starting that new pirate store by Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right, right.
You know, that's what we heard on the podcast anyway. And we were wondering if there's any certain time or if you ever meet people down there. Because, I mean, we've been listening to podcasts for you for I don't know how long. And we just thought we were going to be down there at the same time and run into you or whatever, you know, say hi.
Yeah, well, Len, I think that's your trip that you're organizing, right?
Yeah, so I'm heading down. I'll be down sometime around noon on Friday, July 31st, and leaving late on August 3rd, a Monday. So yeah, if you guys are down, what the heck?
Yeah, I mean, how do you guys want to work? Do you want to just, should we give you a call or what? Or
well, you can follow. Well, you know what might be the best option? If you follow Twitter. Len's Twitter. Yeah, if you follow Len on Twitter, Touring Plans, that's his name on Twitter. He'll probably post. I'm sure you post everything
actually,
on there.
Actually, use Len Testa on.
Oh, Len Testa now.
Yeah. Not Touring Plans is just for general theme park updates. But
oh, I got it. Okay, so there you go, Len Testa. Check that out over there, and we'll post the stuff when we have that there. But the other thing is that you can keep in mind, Fred, is on Sundays. Yeah. I'm usually in the studios for my photo updates. If you'd like to meet up, just send me an email, and we can arrange something.
And Matt, you buy dinner for all of our listeners who meet you in the park, right?
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Well, that's kind of why we're going that week, because that's before the food thing starts. And,
yeah.
And they're saying that they're hoping that it's only going to be six instead of, you know, like usually when we go down there, it's eights or nines. So, you know.
Yeah. It should be fairly light.
Okay. I think so you'll be fine.
Cool.
So I should either put Len Testa on Twitter.
Yep.
I had sent you an email like about a week ago, and that's what you had told us that usually down there on Sunday afternoons.
Yep. Yeah.
And how would we do that? Or
just send me an email, matt@wdwtoday.com, and we'll set something up.
And that's what I did.
Oh, please, Matt doesn't read his email, please.
Pardon?
That or Facebook, either one of those two. Send it again, though. So there's a lot of spam that gets to that box. Probably just got caught in the filter by mistake.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Fred.
Thanks.
Yeah.
See, Frank.
Always fun to meet our listeners in the parks. Always adds it's always nice
it
to
is, it is.
Made a lot of friends through that. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, it's Frank from Buffalo.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Oh. Hey, how are you guys? Just a couple, a comment and a quick question. Mike Newell, your job must be difficult keeping these guys looking good and sounding good.
I can only do much for their sound. How they look is out of my head. Thank you, though.
I do have a quick question. I have a reservation at Saratoga Springs and wondering what the fastest way to get there from All Star Sports is, and unfortunately I do not have my own car.
Oh.
Downtown Disney.
Well, yep. How about taxi?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's got it.
$20 by taxi?
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's your option. If you don't want to shell out the money, just take the bus to Downtown Disney, and you can actually walk to Saratoga or take the boat. There's two options for you.
Yeah, walk with your luggage. Yeah.
Just make sure you get dropped off when you're at Downtown Disney at the marketplace side, because that's a lot closer to both the boat launch and the walkway.
Sounds great. Awesome. Well, thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
Cool. Thanks, Frank.
See you, Frank.
407-278-5939 is our number, and we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Anna Holshow in the chat.
Hey, Anna Holshow.
Hey, Anna.
Hi, I have a question for Lynn, and this is a hot debate at our house. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, answer carefully. How long in the unofficial guide, ding, are the breaks supposed to be at lunchtime? Because my husband and I would like a 4-hour break. The children, however, maybe a 2-hour break.
So the you mean the breaks after
in the afternoon.
The midday breaks?
Yes, midday breaks.
At least 4 hours.
Okay, great. And have you tested it at an earlier time or a later time to see which time works better?
So to give you a gauge, we usually think of lunch as around noon, and we allow 45 minutes to an hour for that. So anything between 12 and 4, 1 and 5, so it's really not that big a deal. After you get through the morning part of the touring plan, you know, it's really flexible in the afternoon.
Okay, because my children always feel like we're missing everything there is to miss, and we're going to get back in a huge line if we don't get there, you know, at 2:30. And my husband and I want to wait till it's the heat wave is semi and the rain has done their afternoon thing and go back at about 4.
Yeah, how old are your kids?
They are, now they're going to be 14 and 8. Or 14
nah.
And
8. Okay, yeah, so you can reason with them, and they're like, they're 3. But yeah, so, I mean, I've done this for years with my own daughter, and I'm telling you, when you go back to the hotel and you take a nap, it's the difference between staying until midnight and staying until 8 p.m.
Amen. Well, and the difference between, you know, the ugly prince and the monorail that you hear saying, you're having a good time because we paid a lot of money for this vacation.
Exactly. Yeah, and you know what's funny?
Well, that's your backup, I think, right?
I know, exactly, yeah, just to yell. If the touring plan doesn't work, just yell until everyone's having fun, because that's totally going to work.
Well, I would think the book is so big, ding, you could just fling it at someone if you get, you know, in a real race.
Weapon. Yeah.
Someone out with that thing, you know?
Awesome. Yeah, but it's a 4-hour break. And so usually what my daughter and I do is we'll hit the parks hard till about noon. We'll go back and eat lunch. Well, we'll eat lunch somewhere, and then we'll take a nap. But there are times where the parks are open late, you know, for extra magic hours, where we don't come back till like 7.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And you know, if the park's open till 2, that's 7 more hours.
Yeah, that's a lot of time
to be in the park. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, not a problem at all.
The other thing I want to tell you is we just signed up for the Wishes dessert party. And someone has a blog. I don't know which one it is. But we saw the pictures of it. And it looks amazing for the price. You get to sit. You get to have dessert. You get to sit for Spectro Magic. I mean, I think it's going to be fabulous.
Yeah, you know, the thing that was kind of made me kind of bitter on that is we'd actually said that was one of the best spots to watch those things from.
Oh,
yeah.
For years in the book, and apparently Disney read that and decided to start charging for it.
it is.
I mean, literally, we'd Disney had announced it like last week or the week before, and we're you know, we're getting the next edition of the book ready to print. So it was literally like a last minute thing, like, okay, delete that or, you know, say something different about it.
We have tried to sit there before, and they were always feisty with us. They wouldn't let us sit there. I don't know if we were just there on the grumpy person's day or what, but they would say you'd have to go buy something. So we'd just go and buy drinks and sit there and sip them ever so slowly.
Yeah.
That's a great spot.
It is.
I've heard some good things about the dessert party over there. It's a great idea, I think.
Well, the desserts are, I mean, I was thinking cheesecake and a brownie, but they've got pistachio cream brulee and a mango shooter thing. And, I mean, it's expensive.
Ooh.
It's like fancy, fancy desserts.
Yeah.
Nice. So
are you going to try it when you go?
I totally should, although I'm against paying to watch parades, but yeah, maybe we will. Research, yeah, exactly. Then Bob can pay for it, right?
There you go. Okay, well, I love the show. And, oh, and just follow up. I have to get this in. It was, oh, are you there?
Yeah.
It was totally fine having the 13-year-old and the 8-year-old by themselves in Tomorrowland with their little touring plan. Just let you know that. For anyone else who felt like, you know, that was a risky situation, if anything, they died of boredom.
Yeah. Anna, can I qualify what you said?
Oh, yes, please do.
I think you're saying that it was okay for your children. I don't know if we can make that as a general statement, but obviously your children were fine, but I'm not sure if every
no,
parent
maybe not,
could say
but
that.
But you would have thought, you know, I was committing child abuse on the you know, the whole show, what do you call it, the comments page. It's like, people, this is Disney. I mean, as a mom at Disney, if I saw someone taking a child, especially an older child, and the child is screaming at the top of their lungs, this is not my parent, I would take the nearest blue stroller thing and just start wailing them with it. I mean, I wouldn't even ask questions about that. It's like, no. So it was a very easygoing, safe situation. And I don't know, it may not work for everyone, but for us, it was great.
Awesome. Anna, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. Lots of people in chat. It's great. We love having listeners in chat over here. It really adds to the show. It really makes it an interactive thing. So definitely join us in chat at wdwday.com for our chat room. And we have our next caller. It is Kim from Pittsburgh. Hi, Kim.
The City of Champions.
Woohoo! Please, the baseball team's got a lot of work cut out for them.
Hockey's not even a real sport anymore. It's just,
yeah, okay.
It's just there.
Two out of three's pretty good there, guys.
Yeah, no, really.
What can we do for you?
I was surprised when all of you said that nobody had taken the Sunrise Safari at Animal Kingdom. That is the best tour.
Really?
It's wonderful. It is fantastic. They, you leave around 7, and they take you to buses. You go backstage at the Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
And they put you on the regular safari vehicles.
Uh-huh.
And you have one of the keepers from Animal Kingdom Lodge sits there with the driver, and they have a microphone. They let you ask questions. They stop. You have at least an hour out on the safari route. And all of the animals have just been let into the enclosures, and you get some really great pictures. And then you have a really good breakfast. Now it's at Pete Safari. It used to be at Tusker House.
Right.
But they have a private room in the back, and it's a buffet breakfast. And it's just huge. But it is really something you guys really should think about taking it. I know some of you are not fond of Animal Kingdom. Not as fond as I am, at least. But it is a really great tour, and you should take it. And I think Glenn should take it as a research trip. Hannah would really like it.
Hmm.
That's a great report. Thanks, Kim.
We appreciate that. Interesting.
By the way, Kim,
adding to your to-do list, Lynn. Everybody.
Yeah, right.
Kim, I just want to mention in chat a great line. Kip Wade in the chat room said, Pittsburgh, City of Champions, and the Pirates.
And the Pirates.
Hey, we're almost at 500.
Yeah, really.
You guys have a good evening.
They've got a way to go.
Bye, Kim.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, thanks for the report, Kim. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Aziz Parker.
Hey. Aziz, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I sent you an email recently, Matt, but I don't know if you ever get to it.
So please.
To call and ask. I'm going to Disney World in September. And what we're doing is we're going to Ohana one morning for breakfast. I need to know if I can go to Ohana for breakfast, leave the car there, get on the monorail, go to Epcot, come back that evening and get my car. Will it still be there? Or is there a policy against that? I've never ridden the monorail to Epcot, only to the Magic Kingdom. And I figured, hey, that's a great opportunity to do so.
So you're dropping and leaving your car, you're picking your car back up in the same day, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, that shouldn't be an issue. I know I've done that before.
The park doesn't open till 9 that morning, and I'm going to Ohana around 8:15.
Okay.
So I figured
Matt, what if everybody did that?
What if everybody jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge? Everyone's not going to. He's paying his money. He's going to Ohana. He's paying his money over there. He's not parking just flagrantly.
But how far is it to park at the TTC and walk to the Polynesian?
Yeah, Mike's got a point. I mean, it's almost the same distance, you know.
I mean, if I was paying money to stay at the Poly and I couldn't find a parking spot, I'd be mad.
Yeah. That happened to me on the very first Magic Meet. I came back from a party at Celebration, and I couldn't find a parking spot. And what I did find is I found cars that had 2-hour parking permits to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. But the car had gotten that parking pass at around, I don't know, 6:30, and it was like 10:30. So I was very upset. If I'm someone who's staying there, I would be very upset if I could not find a parking spot because someone decided to use that as a convenience. So I realize the convenience, but I don't think it's a good idea to promote something like this because you're using the Polynesian as a parking garage, and it's not there for that.
And I agree with you in general, but I think the issue is that he's going there. He's a patron of the Polynesian Resort. He's going there to pay his money at Ohana. He's not just parking there flagrantly. That I agree with you on. But I think that because he's gone there, he's a customer. He's paid his due for the day.
But he's not a guest.
Telling me that he couldn't go and spend the whole day at the Polynesian Resort?
I mean, I've done it too. We've all done it. But there's something to be said about spending $300, $400 a night and not having a spot.
That's right.
And it's really, Matt, if it was really an issue to walk from the TTC to the Poly, I might agree with you. But the fact is, the Poly is in walking distance from the TTC. It really is. It's not that bad.
What time does the TTC open before 8 a.m. when the park opens at 9?
Oh, the TTC, you can get a TTC almost.
I think 6?
Any hour in the morning, yeah. Don't worry about that.
Okay. See, I'm not familiar with that area, so I didn't realize how close the Polynesian was to the TTC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always go to TTC and go to the Magic Kingdom. I never realized how close it was, you know, going the opposite ways.
The problem
I
mean, we have
I
is...
I don't have a problem. I just need to know if I could or not.
Well, the other thing you could do is you could park at the TTC and then go get on the monorail over to the Poly if you didn't want to walk. I mean, you could do that too and go at the resort.
Okay, but the Poly is that close to the TTC. I honestly didn't know that. I never paid attention to that. Okay, well, it's not a problem. I don't have to park in the Poly parking lot. It's not special. It just wanted to know that, thinking about convenience. And I had one more thing.
Sure.
I know your feelings about the Disney dining plan when you pay for it, but do you have any negative feelings about free dining? And that's mostly for Matt. Because I've heard you speak about against it a lot.
Free dining, I think the issue with free dining is just that it's you're going to pay full rack rates for the hotel. So you really have to consider how much money you're really saving. I know you're getting obviously the dining, but you've really got to kind of do the math over there and figure out if it's really going to be worth it to you. Because what you have to compare that against is what's the best rate you could get if you were just buying the room at the best rate you could get and doing the dining on your own, you know, paying cash for it. I mean, consider a couple things. Are you going to be paying – or would you be eating that many meals if you were paying cash? What's your style when you're at the parks? Do you eat a lot of sit-down meals? Or are you the kind of person that if you're on your own, you would probably just be doing counter service most days and maybe throw in a table service once in a while? And maybe even then you're not ordering the most expensive thing on the menu. You really have to do the math, I think, before you just say it's a great deal.
The other thing, Matt, is that we've talked about this too, is that regardless of whether it's free dining or the dining plan, it really would be nice if you already have those ADRs in place, especially at those restaurants that are going to be a little expensive. You want to make sure that even though you may not be paying for free dining, you want to make sure that you get a good deal.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you.
407-278-5939. It's always good to have some good discussions over here, and the chat room was buzzing about it. You know, I was reading some great comments in the chat room people were making. So,
parking at the Poly is tough. I mean, you really have to have business there.
And he does. He's. That's my point. I'm not saying that everyone should go park.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He definitely. I mean, if you're dining, you definitely have business there. Yeah. No problem there.
But their whole thing is you get 3 hours to park there if you're dining. You can park there. They're not saying no, but technically, if you're dining there, you get 3 hours. You get a 3-hour pass.
So the problem with that is, okay, so you're – and that's not the problem, but I can definitely see how you park there, you're at the Polynesian, your plans change. You have to go move the car?
What plans? You know, the plans are I'm eating at the Poly. I'm going to go there. If plans right. change.
Yeah, I know, but then you realize you're like, oh, we're here at the Magic Kingdom. No, let's I know, but there, you're going to go move the car?
Their stance is you get 3 hours. I'm talking
about. No, that's true. You know, valid point. You know, you could technically park at the TTC, or park at the parking lot, walk to the TTC, and walk to the Poly and avoid the whole situation.
Yeah,
but I mean, we've all done it. I'm not going to say I've never done it. I've done it, but technically,
no,
you're
you,
not
I'm
supposed
you.
To. That's you know. And lately, I've
so maybe that's it. Maybe that's the solution. You leave the Poly and you go park at the TTC after 3 hours.
I'm very sensitive to this because I got burned at MouseFest 2003. I went into the Polynesian.
I'd be mad.
Talked to the manager. I said, you know, this is unacceptable. I'm paying whatever I'm paying a night. I should be able to park. I ended up parking like way far away. But I said to the manager, I said, if you are not going to reinforce this, then what you're doing is you're not giving me my right as a resort guest at this resort to have the privilege of parking here, and that's not fair.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, we can go on. this is a topic. But we have a very important caller from Connecticut. It looks like from the New Haven area, if I'm not mistaken.
Close Stanford.
Well,
not in time. You have the traffic's about 3 or 4 hours. I have a question. It's a kind of a touring plan question, so I thought I'd call the guru about that. I'm going to be down there in August, probably around Sunday the 9th, and it's going to be a solo trip. I'm driving down to pick up my parents in Miami. We're going to go to Key West, and since I'm within about 100 miles, I figured I'd swing by Disney World. And the idea was, since it's just me, I wanted to tour kind of like the lowest rated, those rides that no one ever really wants to go on. start off four parks one day, start off at, say, Sounds Dangerous, end the day, something like that. Since these rides all stink, and let's be honest, they do, even though it's Disney, they got the best, about how long is this going to take me? I mean, will I have time to do anything else afterwards, or will I just be, you know, starting the day off at Flights of Wonder and Triceratops Spin?
Triceratops Spin, exactly.
And then just standing up at midnight on Stitcher's Great Escape.
Four parks, one day, rides that suck. I love that. this is totally the world of pain,
really.
I love this idea. Yeah, so you would you probably start off at the it doesn't really matter where you start, but I would start off at the Animal Kingdom because it closes first, and do
that's the idea. I have a rough plan, really.
What is it?
Well, it's going to start off at the Animal Kingdom. I'm going to run immediately to Primeval World. Might as well start the day with headache, and then head to a Triceratops Spin, and then I'm kind of torn where to go from there. I might do Tough to Be Above, which isn't exactly hated, but it's not exactly loved either. Or Flights of Wonder. I've never seen that, actually. It might be interesting, at least.
Flights of Wonder is actually good. One last thing. But that's okay. There's plenty of stuff in the Animal Kingdom for you to do. Get that? Thank you. The Tough to Be a Bug, the Boneyard.
Now I'm 35 and single. It's going to be kind of creepy hanging out at the Boneyard.
You're not like a stalker. That's totally true there.
What else could you do? You could do – I like Tough to Be a Bug, actually. And then you could do the you can't do Pocahontas because she's gone.
You know, I could hop on the train ride to Rafiki Station.
Oh, totally.
There's nothing there except for some roads, maybe.
The problem is that's not going to be open until 10 o'clock, and you're going to be done by like 9:15 with this stuff.
There are actually some nice animal exhibits around the tree that are somewhat hidden. The only way I know to get to them is you have to go to the bridge that you're going from Discovery Island to Asia. But just before you get to the bridge, on your right-hand side, there's this little path. It looks like it's just for cast members, but you just go down that path. And there's all these animal exhibits around the Tree of Life that's really quite interesting and really not frequented by guests.
Who goes to the Animal Kingdom for animals?
They're nice and interesting. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've had a beep on my phone. Well, then how about... Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Okay, you're still there. Then how about Tough to Be a Bug sounds right. After that, I'll head over to the studios for, say, Sounds Dangerous.
Yeah, it could be seasonal. You might not actually get in, but there's plenty of stuff to choose from at the studios.
Uh-huh.
So what could I'm not a huge fan of the Backlot Tour.
Yeah, that's a good time killer too.
You could also do the Honey I Shrunk the Kids playset.
Again, 35-year-old man hanging out at a kid's playground. Not really
I've done it. Just say you're doing it for
You've done it? Oh, what the heck?
Yeah, I've done it. And I was probably 35 at the time, too. Animation. You could do animation.
Yeah, the Magic Disney animation, and especially the Animation Academy afterward might be really interesting for you.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's necessarily bad, but it's the Streets of America backlot. It's probably interesting. And then, I don't know, Matt, you think a show? You think Indiana Jones?
Yeah, taking a show. I mean, Indiana Jones doesn't require Fastpass anymore, so it's pretty easy to get into those shows. You can check out the new Luxo Jr. Exhibit over there, or whatever you want to call it, the show, by Toy Story.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't think that was working. Okay.
Yep, it's up now.
All right.
Cool. Thanks for the call. 407-278-5939 is our number, and we have, where is it, our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Henry.
Hey, Henry, what can we do for you?
Hey, we're going to Walt Disney World in December, and we're staying at the Wilderness Lodge. And we're wondering, what is the best room for the guest vacation club? You have a nice view.
DVC... Wilderness Lodge, was it?
The Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah, let me check. Hold on one second. I'll look it up in the good book. I just updated the Wilderness Lodge. All right. The best are odd-numbered rooms 2531 to 2563 and 3531 to 3563.
Okay, that sounds good. And I just want to make a comment on the Yachtsman Steakhouse. I took my friends there because everybody was raving about it, and we were sadly disappointed. The steak was terrible. We talked to the manager, and it was pretty bad. We don't plan to go there for a while until someone tells us otherwise.
Yeah, I just think it's expensive for the quality. Service is fine.
Is the service different from when you do the dining plan?
No, I think that's a urban myth.
Because I noticed that when we told them we had the dining plan, they gave us, like, the service wasn't that great afterwards. We told them that. So I was just wondering.
You know, we've heard reports, some people claim that they go to a restaurant, they tell the waiter or waitress that they're on the dining plan, and terrible service ensues because the idea behind it is that once they hear that, they know that gratuity isn't even built in anymore, is it?
Gratuity's not built in, so I don't see what the big deal is.
Yeah, it used to be back in the day, like when it first came out, but yeah, it's not there anymore. So I really can't imagine that they would do that anymore.
Yeah, what would be the server's incentive? Are they unless they think people are tipping on the $40 instead of the bill?
Yeah.
In which case they're getting, but still, you wouldn't. Yeah, I don't know. I'd love to hear from someone in who actually works in a restaurant in Walt Disney World on this particular topic. Whether.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Laura from Texas.
Hey, Laura. What can we do for you?
Well, first of all, I have to say thanks. I met you guys at the 500th episode show, and it was awesome. Yay. Had a great time. You guys all signed my shirt. Remember me?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. I have a quick question about an issue coming up in October. We're going back to the world with my stepson, his wife, and our 5-year-old grandson for his first visit.
Cool.
And my daughter-in-law wanted Animal Kingdom Lodge, so we, mm-hmm. you know, we made the reservations. We requested concierge level so mm-hmm. that, you know, we figured with the kids, if they want to come back to the room during the day, you know, whatever. So, we requested it. They didn't have it available. They put us on a wait list. Well, they got concierge, and we didn't so far. So my question is, after listening to the podcast, Len kind of gave me the idea that I could request concierge access, even though I'm not, if we don't get concierge level room.
Yep. And that's exactly what I would say. I'd say, hey, half my party's concierge and the other half isn't. Can I just...
Right, especially because we're paying. We're the DVC members, not them.
There you go.
I know, that's why I know, right? How messed up is it?
I know.
So my other question is for Len. How come you're not addressing fake Len Testa?
I think it's funny, actually.
I know.
So for our listeners, on Twitter, I'm Len Testa. And by the way, let me just do a shameless plug here while we're at it. If you're in the parks, could you please Twitter wait times to touring plans on Twitter? It helps us with the crowd models, and we'll retweet them back out. Anyway, thank you, Matt. On Twitter, there's apparently someone called Fake Len Testa, and obviously it's not me, and you know that because of the word fake in there. And he has I don't know if it's a he, actually. It could be a she. I don't know who's doing it, but follow this.
I was wondering if it was really you, Len.
No, I don't know who's doing it, and I think some of them are funny. I think the one thing about the one there was the last one on World Shakers Lagoon that I didn't think was particularly appropriate, but in general, I think some of them are pretty funny, and I've laughed at more than a few.
Yeah, he is pretty
Whatever.
Funny.
But. I guess it's one of those things that come with the territory. I think it's pretty funny.
Well, that's how you know you're famous, when somebody wants to be a fake you on Twitter.
Exactly.
you've hit the big time, Len.
Thanks. Yeah. So anyway.
Okay. So as long as I request, I just say, look, I want a concierge to access. They'll give it to me. And would I be able to do the Sunrise Safari and everything?
I think you might be able to. I mean, just explain the situation. They might want to charge you a little bit for the concierge service. I wouldn't pay more than $30 a day for it.
Okay.
I mean, if that's the case, just have your stepson. Is your stepson?
Yeah, it's my stepson, his wife.
Just have him bring you food every morning from the concierge.
I don't care about the food. I want the alcohol.
Yeah, well, there's that too, right?
Yeah, but having it brought exactly. to you instead of going for it. That's
exactly,
you know,
exactly.
Lynn's got an idea there.
Right.
I think I might be
right. Yeah, that, I know. And as he should be bringing me food if we're treating them to go to Disney World, right?
I mean, if you would treat me, I would bring you food every night and alcohol. There we go.
You're so awesome, Len. Well, thank you so much, guys. Love the show. Keep up the work. I don't want to keep you anymore. Thanks again, Laura. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you, Laura.
Bye.
407-278-5939. I want to remind all of our listeners that we are raising money for charity today by auctioning off two tickets to Magic Me 2009. You can go to wdwtoday.com/auction. And, Mike, what's the current bid at?
Current bid is at 100, which is a great deal. But I'll tell you, even if it was high, it would still be a great deal.
Yeah, I think we can do a little bit better. But you know what? It's 9 o'clock right now, and I want to mention to all of our listeners that don't forget that this live show of WDW Today is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling, the special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 111,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And speaking of All Ears, I want to send a happy birthday to Linda, who's celebrating her birthday. She's, of course, part of the All Ears team, so happy birthday, Linda.
Woohoo! Oh, cool. Happy birthday.
And, of course, we are raising money for the money we are raising for these Magic Meets tickets is actually going to be going towards Deb Wills of AllEars.net, her breast cancer research charity. So that'll be going all towards her. So I think we can do a little better than what we've got. It's a great start. And you can go to wdwtoday.com/auction to earn some more. And Deb is telling me in chat that there's actually – we're up to 114,000 subscribers. Now I got to change that in my ad read. There we go. Very good. It's time for our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, you are speaking to Ryan from Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Tigger Daddy.
Sheboygan! How's it going, Ryan?
Sheboygan.
Yeah. We're about halfway between Milwaukee and Green Bay.
Got it. How's it going?
All right, got a couple of questions for you. First off, we are going to be staying at Scopa Towers the end of July through early August.
Yes.
And we are looking to see where exactly, which building we should be looking at staying into. We've got four people in the family, two kids, and two kids that are adults in name only.
Nice. So like 10 or 11. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. My son is 7. My daughter is 11. My wife is 39. And I'll be 41 during the vacation.
Cool. What are you going to do? What are you going to choose for your birthday thing?
That was actually another question that I had. We are going to be in Epcot that day, which is July 29th. And I was debating whether or not we do the gift card or the fast pass, but there really aren't a whole lot of fast pass places. But I know on touringplans.com, it's an 8 for the day. So that might be a game time decision as far as where I'm going to be going. What do you guys think?
So I'd love to hear if there's anyone on chat that's actually done this, because my sister and I are both going over our birthday. And we have the exact same two things narrowed down for our choices too. So Linda, so Annette, do you know how the FastPass thing works?
You get a card. Everybody will get a card in your party. It's for a party of four. They say that they might help you out with a party of six, but no guarantees. You'll get a card. You'll go put it in the kiosk, and it will give you the FastPass.
So
for those four cards, but it'll be right then. So you'll get a fast pass that lets you get right onto the ride right then, and it's just for that one park that one day.
So, but I heard it's up to 6 fast passes?
Five.
Yeah, well, we're only going to be in a party of four. So, I mean, that's.
No. Let me say it again. I mean, the number of attractions that you can use the card on is limited to like 5 or 6.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So if there's,
tell me that when I was asking all of my options for my birthday. So they said it's all day.
If it's all day, then get the fast passes.
Yeah.
But it also depends on the park you're going to, don't forget. Because like the studios, it'd be a complete waste, because Indiana Jones and Lights, Motors, Action don't use fast pass anymore, even though they're still listed as it. They haven't used it for months. Yeah. And Voyager Little Mermaid barely uses it anymore.
Yeah, but you could ride Toy Story, Tower of Terror, and Rock and Roller Coaster over and over again using the Fast Pass lines. That would be worth $75 to me.
I would rather have the gift card.
You see, for me, we're going to be in Epcot that day, so that's where it's going to be kind of borderline, because there is Soarin', there is Mission Space, you know, rides that I really want to go on, and some rides that my kids want to go on, but.
Ryan, what time are you getting to the park?
We're staying on property. We're staying at Scopa Tower, so we can be there all day.
So if you get to Soarin' early and you get fast passes for it and then ride it and then go over to Test Track, you could get 2 or 3 rides in of Soarin', you know, with judicious use of fast pass. I don't know that I'd be using my fast passes for that then.
Just remember, too, with the gift card, that there's a lot of limitations on it.
Right, yeah. That I remember hearing that on a previous podcast where it's – you can't use it for the food. You can't use it for any alcohol, of course. You can use it for some T-shirts and whatnot.
Wait, you can't use it for food? Annette, you can't use it for food?
No, you can't. You can use it for prepackaged foods that you buy in the stores, but you cannot, you know, walk up to the peach tea cart and get peach tea, and you can't go have dinner on it.
Okay.
I have another question. If a parent brings a child to guest services and says, hey, you know, it's his birthday or it's her birthday, do they ask for proof?
Yeah, I thought they did. Yes. I know for me, I have to show my driver's license for my kids. It's not their birthday, but when we looked at when we were going, we would have had to bring a certified copy of a birth certificate.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, they definitely check it to make sure. Yep.
That's good.
Good well, today. I've got two other real quick questions, if you guys don't mind.
Sure, okay.
Shoot.
Okay. First off, as my first question was, we are going to be staying at the Towers. And given that I've got a 7 and 11-year-old who by the end of the day will be done with walking, is there a better spot is there a better room to pick or a better building to pick, one that's closer to the bus stops and whatnot versus other buildings? We're looking at staying at the 60s. But if it's going to be 5 miles away from the bus stop, that we can change that.
Mr. Scopa?
I don't understand. What was that question again?
Where should they?
Where at Scopa Towers? You're going to use the buses, or you're not going to use the buses?
We are going to be using the buses for most of the time. We've got a rental car for the middle of the vacation because we're going to be spending some time away from the park, but most of the time we will be using the transportation there.
Well, the 60s, Annette, please correct me if I'm wrong. The 60s will have preferred rooms, and the 70s will have some preferred rooms, and the 50s will have some preferred rooms. However, I think that if I were intending on using service at Pop, and I didn't want the noise that you would get with the preferred room prices, I would opt for the 70s.
Okay, 70s, really?
Because it's really not really a long walk from the 70s to the central area there where the parking is and all things Pop. I think that's a real short walk from the 70s.
That's interesting.
But it's not as loud as the 60s.
No, the 60s is you have the hippy dippy pool, you have the traffic, you have a lot of noise there. You don't have in the 70s. Don't you think so, Len? I think the 70s would be a short walk.
You know, it's an interesting call. I like it. Let me look at the map real quick to see. So 70s. What are the icons in the 70s? Buildings?
I want to say 8-tracks.
Is it the 8-track, the Mickey Mouse telephone? The foosball, I remember seeing.
70s.
I know we stayed in the 80s, and it wasn't a long walk at all.
Oh, 70s, yeah. No. In fact, I think some part of the 70s should be preferred because it's so close to Classic Hall.
That's why they call it Scopa Towers.
Yeah, I think it should be. Yeah, 70s should be. 70s should be fine. You want to avoid the 80s and 90s.
We were planning on doing that anyway.
Yeah, I like it.
So.
70s?
I like the 90s for the half marathon. It's really quiet, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we don't do half marathons. My father-in-law does ultra marathons, which starts at a marathon and goes longer. I won't.
So, yeah, right.
No, one last real quick question. I know all these are good choices. But these are kind of a rundown. We do have the dining plan, the regular dining plan. These is kind of the choices that we picked for the dining options, and I wanted to see if they made sense to you guys. Again, we're trying to balance things out between what the grown-ups want, which is certainly different than what our kids want. We're looking at the first day, Chef Mickey's for dinner.
Yep.
The next morning, Crystal Palace for breakfast.
Yeah, good choice.
Wow. And then for my birthday, it's Teppan Edo.
It's a great restaurant. You'll love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's. Well, we figured that's. Personally, I would have preferred Morocco, but the kids would have liked the show and everything else. So
right.
that's why we went there. Then we're going to go to Mama Melrose's. I know you guys are kind of down on the Fantasmic place, but again, our kids like Italian food. They like pizza and whatnot, and I figured...
Then why go to Mama Melrose?
I like Mama Melrose. I ate lunch there yesterday, and it was very good. I enjoy it.
Probably the flatbreads. They have flatbreads there, Matt?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Or you can have the Newell special over there, the chicken parm. You like that, right, Mike?
Yeah, I like that a lot. It's pretty good.
Okay, and then we're going to use two of our things for Gico for dinner.
Excellent
which
choice.
Which I know from hearing what Matt said, that is a good choice.
Yes.
And then the last day there, because we've got kind of a midday flight, we're going to be at Wolfgang Puck's at Downtown Disney.
Okay.
Nice.
I don't know, but I'll defer to you.
Okay. I like it. Yep.
Okay, so maybe not Wolfgang Puck's. Mama Melrose, I think we're going to do, because I'm hearing different things from you guys simply because it's trying to balance out with what the kids want versus what the parents want. You know, parents would choose Brown Derby. We don't have total choice, so. Okay, well, thank you so much. I enjoy listening to your podcast, gentlemen and lady.
Thank you.
And you
thank
guys you. Have a good evening. Yep, bye-bye.
Thanks.
Night.
Thanks, Ryan. 407-278-5939. Don't forget, we're having, you know what? For the bidding for Magic Meats, for these tickets, we're auctioning off two tickets for Magic Meats. for breast cancer research. That's where the money's going to be going to. But you know what? That's what the winner receives. But you know what, Scopa? I think we need to add something to the pot. You know what I mean? Make a little more incentive over here for bidding. So I'm gonna add something in here. I'm gonna say that, and this is for the winner, whoever actually has the highest bid, and for the person who comes in just under that, so second place. So the highest bidder will receive the tickets. But the two highest bidders will also receive a VIP fast pass, if you will, for emails on the show. So if you send me an email on Monday, and the very next listener question show that we get to, the one that we record, let's put it that way, your email will go straight to the top of the list. So that goes for the person who wins it and the person who comes in just under. So even if you just get outbid, it's okay. You're still going to get something out of there. So if you want to bid, go to wdwtoday.com/auction. So you can jump the six-month queue line and get that. And that'll get you there. So you get that fast pass right there. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Maureen.
Hey, Maureen, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What can we do for you?
My husband. Well, we just returned from Disney on Thursday, and we had a question. We noticed when we were out and about at night that there were no bugs flying around, you know, no moths flying around the lamppost, and we were wondering if anybody had the 411 on that, on how Disney keeps the bugs away. Or at
I actually
your hair's
have
not
info.
Falling out yet, is it, Maureen? No.
It's boring.
I actually have info on that. One trip, Maureen, I was treated to a tour by some of the Reedy Creek guys, and I asked them. I said, "Gee, you know, I've noticed that we never get any complaints about bugs on our podcast. Is there a reason for that?" And he said, "Yes." And I don't know if it's changed, but about 2.5 years ago, I was told that there's a spraying that takes place around 3:30 every morning. And it's environmentally safe. It's not going to hurt the guests, but they spray wherever they think there are some trouble spots. And another interesting thing I found out, that they're always checking to make sure that they have the proper kind of spray. So they will put cages out in certain areas where they'll have like chickens. And then after several days, they will take the chickens and they will do some studies. And I don't know where they take them. Of the mosquito bites, and just to make sure that they've got the proper spray and that the spray is actually effective. So they really, really pay attention to the bug situation down there, and they're always being very careful about not only taking care of it, but making sure that it's safe the way they take care of it.
I was totally going to go with giant bats as my my explanation, but okay, yours works too, Mike.
The only place I've really noticed bugs has been the Contemporary Resort. For some reason, I've always noticed in the evening time, I've always noticed a lot of, I don't know if they're mosquitoes, they're just bugs in general. They're attracted to light, those kinds of bugs. But other than that, I mean, I agree, they do a fabulous job with keeping the bugs away.
We noticed that it was not a problem, and we thought, and we knew that Disney would be environmentally safe, and we thought, wow, we haven't heard anything on the podcast about that, so... That was our question. So we had a great time, and thank you for your answer. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Maureen.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Thanks.
So evidently the pot has gotten even sweeter for these Magic Meets tickets. I've been informed that the winner right now, as it stands, will receive obviously the two Magic Meets tickets. The top two winners will receive email fast passes. Deb Wills of All Ears, our sponsor for this live show, has offered to throw in an All Ears Net swag bag to the winner. And
wow.
Len, you why don't you make your announcement since you're on the show? You can talk for yourself.
What am I doing?
Oh, that's Let's. I thought I said Len. My mistake.
I'm like, what? This is like Scopa with making me pay for dinner again.
We are going to throw in a WDW Today t-shirt for the winner. So winner, the highest bidder of the Mouse, the Magic Meets tickets at wdwtoday.com/auction will receive the two tickets, email fast pass, an All Ears Net swag bag, and a WDW Today t-shirt. And the second player, the person who gets in just under the second highest bidder, will also receive that email fast pass. So wdwtoday.com/auction. And currently the bidding is at $100. We have our next caller. Hi, it's Disney Mark, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it is. I'm Corny, New York. Hi, guys.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Disney Mark on the chat line. I had a quick question for you guys for PhotoPass. I probably had a lot of questions about that. But I am going in August 21st through 30th to Walt Disney World, and then I'm going to the Expo in Disneyland, California, the 9th through the 13th. And I was wondering if I could use the same PhotoPass. I already pre-ordered the CD because the price just went up.
Uh-huh.
So could I use the same number and actually put all those photos on one PhotoPass CD?
How long of a trip is it between your first PhotoPass?
14 days. So I'm in within the 30 days.
Yeah, because they obviously expire at some point. I forget the exact day, but you know, your photos that you take on PhotoPass, you have a certain window of time in order to order them. Assuming you're within that time frame, I think that would be fine.
Okay, so I can use the same exact number and everything and just add the pictures to that?
Sure, why not?
All right, awesome. Well, I can't wait to see you guys at Magic Meets, and I'll give a shout-out to your first caller tonight, Mouse Nut. She's my aunt, so...
Hey,
and
cool.
I've gotten her in, on Disney, too, as well.
So. Awesome.
Nice. Thank you, Mark.
All right, have a good show, guys. Thanks for the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
407-278-5939 is our number. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name's Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, what can we do for you?
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to say, hello, humans!
Today,
hello,
I consider
Rick.
Myself...
Yeah. Yeah. Couple quick questions for you here.
I just heard the delay.
Turn down your radio.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
There you go.
Thanks. I'm only 50. I haven't done this very much. What are the best attractions that have opened at Disney World within the last 3 years?
I would say Toy Story.
Yes.
Toy Story. Okay.
Definitely.
Not a
doubt. Definitely.
Yeah, Everest opened 05, 06.
Right. Everest, 05. I'm very familiar with. Done it.
Yeah. I'm not sure if Everest falls. If you Everest fell in there, you could have more of a debate. Certainly the last... I mean, Toy Story opened up last... It's been a little over a year now.
I don't know if it's an attraction, but the Kim Possible.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, yeah. Kim Possible.
I love the Kim Possible adventure.
Kim Possible. Yeah, and then also... So I think we could probably just list everything that's opened in the last 3 years because there's not that many things.
Right.
So Toy Story Mania, Monsters Laugh Floor Comedy Club, Kim Possible Attraction in Epcot, and American Idol Experience, I think. Is that
Ooh, yeah,
it?
Yeah, American Idol.
And Stitch's Supersonic Celebration, baby.
Closed.
It's closed.
But that's closed now, so.
Oh, it's gone now. Well, technically opened in the last
It opened
years.
And closed.
Yeah, wow, okay. what a winner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice snore.
How do you guys feel about the American Idol? I can't get excited about that. I love Millionaire Play It because I could actually do it, but, you know, I'm... 100 years
you
old.
You can't sing.
You don't want to sing.
I think yeah, it's not that.
What I recommend for you to do is check it out. I would say check it out. I'm always a fan of trying out every attraction. I even tried the Stitch attraction. Rick, I would check out the finale show, the 7 o'clock show. That one is by far the better of than the compared to the day shows I've always found. So I would try it out and see what you think. I mean, but if you're gonna try one out, go for the 7 o'clock show.
10 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock in the evening.
7 o'clock p.m. Yeah, I like it. I think they've done a good job with it. It really, I think for what it is, I think they really did a good job of it. I don't watch American Idol, the TV show, but I do think that the show itself and the attraction itself rather is entertaining.
Okay, and then pardon me if I'm re-asking a question. I just kind of got on, but just in a nutshell, is the Disney dining plan still worth it if you plan to? Eat well when you're down there. $40 a day doesn't seem like a whole heck of a lot.
You just have to plan it out. That's what we mentioned. Are you talking about free dining? Or are you just talking about in general?
No, I'm talking about when I go, they won't have the free dining.
Yeah, I mean, Scopey, you could probably talk about dining planning. I mean, we've done many episodes about it.
Oh yeah,
but I mean,
absolutely.
I think Scopey, you would say that you really have to do your homework about it.
one of the things we always talk about with the dining plan, Matt, is that you want to make sure that you have the ADRs for the restaurants that you want to go to make good use of the dining plan.
Yeah.
You don't want to put the dining plan ahead of the ADRs. You would not want to sign up for the dining plan and then find out that you can't get anything less than lunch at the Plaza. You know, you just want to make sure that you can get those meals at Le Cellier, at Yachtsman or wherever, and really make good use of it. So that's the rule of thumb. Make your ADRs, then go for the dining plan.
And make sure to go to Deb's site and check out those menus, because it may be you've heard great things yes. about a restaurant, but then you look at the menu, it might not fit your taste. So
Okay, thanks for that. I certainly will. And is it still 90 days out you can book?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All righty. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Rick. 407-278-5939. And we have an update on the Magic Meats auction that we're doing right now. WDWtoday.com/auction. Scopa, what are we up to for bids?
Matt, I guess that as we sweeten the pot, it seems to be really opening people's eyes. The bidding has been picking up quite a bit. And right now we are at $155.
Nice.
And I'm thinking, you know, how else could we sweeten this pot? I wonder if we can think of someone out there who may have something that could even entice everybody even more. I'm trying to think. Can you think of anybody who would be able to maybe do that?
No. This is as good as it gets, and that's all they're getting.
Oh, I don't know. I could think of someone. I could think of a big, big guy.
Uh-oh. Well, we got
Santa?
That was brilliant. That is great.
Well, at least Newell's got something to throw into the pot. It might not be what you're talking about, Scopa, but Newell?
Santa?
I'm a big guy, but I'm not that big.
Bigger than Santa?
I'm not bigger than Santa by any means, but I can throw in a 3-month subscription to Live365 for their VIP program if anyone's interested.
So let's recap here. For the top bidder, man, this is getting long, you're going to win. the two Magic Meats tickets. You're going to win an All Ears Net swag bag. You're going to win a fast pass of emails for our show. So you'll get your question will be answered immediately on the next live show the next listener question show that we record, and a WDWC Today t-shirt and a 3-month subscription to Live365. So no more pesky commercials
for 3 months.
For 3 months.
That's awesome.
All right, so of course the bidding is up to $155, right, Scopa?
That's correct, Matt.
And wdwtoday.com/auction to bid on that. We have our next caller. Where's the caller? Here they are. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Tim from Ormond Beach.
Hey, Tim. Hey, you're from Florida.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Great.
Matt, we actually met at Deb's Meet at Backlog Express a few weeks back.
Yes, that's right. How are you?
I'm doing good. I actually wanted to call in that night, and I got home late and didn't get a chance. But I was at Disney this weekend, and I stayed off-site again, the same place that I stayed last time. It's the Comfort Inn Lake Buena Vista on Palm Parkway, right near the crossroads.
Uh-huh.
Oh, how was that?
Well, if all you're looking for is a bed, which is pretty much all I was looking for, it's fantastic. I got a hotels.com rate of $39 a night.
Was it clean and safe?
Yeah, it was clean and safe. They provide a free continental breakfast, decent pool, parking real close to the rooms. They have a security guard up front that they check that you have a parking pass before you come in. They do a really good job at it. I thought it was a pretty nice place. I mean, it's obviously not on the grounds quality. But if all you're looking for is a bed, I thought it was great. It's cool. Like a mile and a half or 2 miles from downtown Disney.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah,
that's great.
Really good stuff. Also, was that, I don't know, I'm just tuning in late, but was that the Hall of Presidents today?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if any of you guys have saw it, but it was fantastic.
Really, was it?
Morgan Freeman just did an amazing job.
Cool.
And the Barack Obama audio animatronic is amazing, the detail they put into that.
So really, that's fabulous.
Check that out whenever you can.
Yeah, definitely do it next month when I'm there.
They weren't letting people photograph or videotape anything from inside, so
why?
It'll be hard to find any footage until it's open on the 4th.
Oh, okay, got it, got it.
Officially open.
Yeah.
They don't want anybody filming stuff.
Totally makes sense.
I know some people online that did. So you might be able to find something if you're interested, but it'll be opening up next weekend.
Cool.
Thanks for the report.
Sure, no problem.
Great. Thanks, Tim.
Have a great evening, guys.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And we're talking about Magic Meets, all today, with this auction and everything. And we've decided to bring on for this last half hour here Fred Block, who is the host of Magic Meets. Welcome to the show, Fred.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Fred.
Hey, Fred.
What's up?
Hi, Fred.
What's up? You ready to take some calls, Fred?
Sure.
Come on. We're all going on break, and you just have a blast.
Hey, wait a minute. Is this Fred's first live appearance?
Wow.
I do believe it is, yeah.
Oh my God, outside, Fred, this is...
Land. No, this is on land.
Yeah, but he's never taken calls before, right?
Yeah, let's see.
Now, not to put any pressure on you, Fred. I'm not trying to put any pressure on you.
he handled himself well on the ship.
Oh, he was great on the ship.
But I was drinking.
Well, we are running the 10-second delay, right, Newell?
Yes, we are.
Yes. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, it's Ken from North Carolina.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah. How you doing?
Outstanding. What can we do for you tonight?
Hey, I just had a couple of things. I was going to just came back from a trip, and a couple of things. First off, on the Fantasmic information you gave me on the last caller.
Yes.
That worked out real well. We went there one night. We did queue up early. We went about 75 minutes early. Got those, the seats down center row up front.
Yeah.
Got there, hit Tower of Terror right after that, and went right back up to the second show and got in that one with no problem. So you're right on for the timing on that. The Rose and Crown, we were kind of different place. Yeah, we didn't eat too many Gilters. Went to the Rose and Crown at lunch. We asked for the cheesy bread. They normally serve there.
Yeah.
And we're told they don't serve the cheesy bread at lunch anymore because guests complained about the extra food.
Blasphemy.
Yeah, that's right.
Anything like that. And I said, yeah, that sounds right. What guests asked for is they asked for an increase in prices and less product. So... Well, we learned that one there, but we did eat at the pub just, because we bought the fish and chips right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty good. Charlotte one day, because the fish and chips about half price, but about the same size as what you get in the actual restaurant.
Huh.
We eat in the pub. But they didn't want to refill the sodas one time. First time with Charlotte, it was no problem. But it was a 12-ounce cup of ice flavored with some soda. And they said, no, I'm sorry, we don't do the refills. You'd have to buy another one.
Wow.
I said, come on, you're kidding me. You charge the same as a regular one. Everywhere else in Epcot does the refill. So he refilled it. And Tangerine Cafe, very, very good. Lamb Wrap, probably one of the better deals you get there.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't want to eat there, but my wife wanted to eat at the Electric Umbrella. Did go to the Electric Umbrella, and I know you guys had recommended against it, and you're right on. That restaurant probably needs to be of Animal Kingdom because it is like the monkey cage at feeding time.
That's great.
That goes in the book one.
The seating is just, really. Send me that. It's like the monkey cage at feeding time. It's just so hard to find seats.
Oh, yeah. I mean, from the time you walk in, getting through the monkey, then finding a seat, all the noise, everyone moving around, it's a monkey cage.
Wow.
But now we did, and I don't know why, but people still haven't figured out that there's registers, like at Fast Express. When you walk in, the center ones always have a long line, but if you go to the end, they're only using one side of the register for whatever reason instead of going to both sides. So make sure you remember to go to both sides on that. And then we did stay at a vacation home also. Now, I'm not going to mention the name just because it's not one of your sponsors, so I'm not going to mention that. But it broke out to 130 a night for 11 nights, and it was a four-bedroom, you know, all the kids got a room, and very well decorated, and it took us about 25 minutes to head right down 27 over to Ronald Reagan, and then head on up to the park to get to everywhere except Magic Kingdom, so that really wasn't all that bad of a drive to get on through there.
Oh, cool.
So all the advice you gave us really worked out well.
Okay.
And you were right on.
Cool. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate the report.
Okay. Hey, for Len, did he ever figure out the Kindle, how they don't do page numbers, they do the units?
Yeah, they do a spot or something. It's a we're working on it. Well, I think we'll have one for the 2010 edition.
Okay, great. Yeah, because they have chapters in there. You can still base things on chapters. It's just that you can't just navigate to a certain page.
Right. There's it's a different terminology. It's like a location in the guide. Yeah, we'll work on it.
But other than that, everything was great, and appreciate all the information you put out to us throughout the year. Sure got to use a lot of it.
Cool.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. Y'all have a great night now.
Thanks, you too.
Night.
And before we get to our next call, we have an update from Mr. Scopa on the auctions for Magic Meet tickets. Mike, what are we up to now?
Well, it's picking up. It's right now it's at $165.
Yeah!
Wow. Yeah!
In my best Randy Jackson impression.
All right,
what's
so
up, dog?
165 is the current bid, so that you got to beat 165 for the tickets to Magic Meets, all year's net swag bag, email fast pass through, you get your email answered the next listener question show, a 3-month subscription to Live 365 for Mr. Newell, a WDW Today t-shirt. Did I miss anything?
We need more.
Oh, wait a minute. I think you missed something. Did you just say it was only the Magic Meets tickets for Saturday?
That's what I said.
Ooh, uh-oh. I'm sorry. I thought I made this clear, but we'll just have to go at it. I thought that we would also have the Friday night meet before the Magic tickets.
Oh.
So, I mean, it wouldn't be the same. You know, it's going to be an all-inclusive weekend thing. So,
all right.
You want to go to Friday, so you get Friday night and the Saturday main event.
That's right. We don't even let Newell into that. So, it's even better.
Well, guess what, Fred? I have an announcement to make. We just got a higher bid. Now we're at $175.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm talking about.
And don't forget that
Newell,
all this money
you're
goes.
You're not supposed to be bidding.
Newell,
I really want to go to this thing.
You know what? I'll even do a Magic Meets pin for each. So we'll do two pins. So you get a Magic Meet pin also.
Well, it's not regular pins. Those are special pins, too.
That's correct. That's right.
That's right. So, of course, all the money that we're raising here, this money is going to the breast cancer research that Deb Wills has set up, a charity for the Avon Breast Cancer Research. And it's a great cause. So certainly this money is going to a great cause, and we appreciate all the bids that we're getting. And don't forget that the person that gets the second highest bid will actually still get that email fast pass option. So not to worry. Of course, we will be taking bids through until 10 o'clock p.m., the end of the live show.
Matt, I have another announcement.
Yes.
This is gonna blow you away. The high bid right now is $215.
Wow, Newell.
I know.
You are very generous, Mike.
I am.
Very nice. Well, $215 is now the current bid. So let's get to our next caller. It's Gordon on the line. Hi, Gordon.
Gordon.
Hey, guys. Hey, I've been at dinner with family. Is the $215, is that the date with Len Testa?
Yeah, right.
No, it's a date with the fake Lentesta.
Yeah. Ooh, fake Lentesta. Listen, a couple comments. I saw a guy at the ballpark reading the unofficial guide a few weeks back. I told him I had met Lentesta, and he didn't seem terribly impressed.
Really?
So I'm sorry, but anyway. Hey, listen, I got a question. I know you've probably answered this a million times, but it was on my mind the other day. The big blue sorcerer's hat in the studios.
Yep.
That wasn't original, right?
No.
Now, is it true that it was put up because of some copyright infringement over the Chinese theater?
that you couldn't see it from the gate, or is that just Disney myth?
It's not 100% verified, but the running theory is that they had to put it there in order to block the view of the great movie ride because the Chinese theater and everything was owned by a different company from then the one that when Disney had licensed it, and they needed to put something there to block it because they weren't allowed to use that anymore for the thing. The one that actually Disney will actually own up to is that the hat is there for as a beacon in the park so that it's easy, you know, for people to find it. Kind of like how the castle, the Tree of Life, and the and Spaceship Earth in those respective parks are kind of places for people to go meet. It's easy to see from all around the park, so it's easy to, meet me at, you know, in front of the hat. But that the theory that you mentioned, Gordon, it seems to be I don't think it's without its merit.
Think? Disney's definitely had to have got permission for that prior to building it. I mean, you just don't go out and copy a building without...
No. The ownership of the building has changed since they first got it licensed. That's what it was.
I mean, unless the license... Okay, but the license... When Disney negotiated the license, that became part of the deal that the owners of the new building had to assume. You don't get to break the deal because you buy the building.
No, I agree with that line. I'm saying that it was for a set period of time, and that after that period of time, they had to change it. That's just...
Okay, so that's entirely possible. It'd be incredibly stupid for Disney to build a physical structure with a limited lifetime on it.
What year did it go up?
80. No, not the hat. 80? The
hat?
Yeah.
Yeah, the hat was for the 100 Years of Magic, so that was in 2001.
Okay, good. Because my wife and I honeymooned there in 1990, and for the life of me, I can't remember the hat being there.
No,
the
studios. There. No.
Studios, it was opened in, it opened 88, 89, is that right?
89, yep.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, the most important question I want to ask tonight is really, you guys think John and Kate are going to make it? I'm kind of worried about them.
I don't know. You know what? If anyone can make it, it's those two kids.
Well, I'm pulling for them, and maybe we can, you know, maybe have some sort of all-night vigil or something.
Yeah, we've got to have our priorities in order, right?
Listen, guys, hey, love the show, and it only took me like 4 months to get in, so you guys need to do something to make yourself less popular, like maybe rename the show to Universal Studios Today for a couple of months. Hey, have very a great good. Night, guys. Thanks for doing this. It's a blast.
Thanks, Gordon.
Thank you, Gordon.
Night. Matt, it's
yes,
time again for another update.
Nice.
Actually, I have two announcements to make.
Nice.
One is that the latest bid is $225.
Nice.
And I have another bid that someone wants to bid for a martini with Fred.
I would take that. Yeah,
Fred.
One martini with me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Wow, Newell really can't take a hint, can he, Fred?
I really want
an apple teeny, Fred.
I really want to go.
Grey Goose sour apple martini.
Nice.
All right, so what's the bid at, Mike, now? 225?
It's at $225.
And that's for both tickets. So $225 is the current bid.
Great deal with all the stuff we're giving away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, even with the martini thrown in?
That's a $6 martini right there. $8 martini.
We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hey,
hello?
You're on the air.
Great. I wanted to know if you guys could discuss the Epcot hours for the first day of Food and Wine Festival. It's scheduled to close at 8 o'clock, and there aren't extra magic hours that night. Hmm. What do you think?
They did that earlier this year, actually. They did it on Fridays earlier this year when it was slower season. They had done that where the park would close at 8 instead of 9, because typically Epcot always closes at 9, or at least Illuminations at 9 over there. So it's not unprecedented. It was for the beginning of it. That's when's Food and Wine begin? September, October?
September 25th. Isn't that what Sam Genoway said he was going to that? Oh, no, that was the Halloween thing.
Yeah.
Food and Wine is September, I think, I guess.
Yeah. It's happened before. Yeah,
it's September 25th, and I realize they started that last fall. It's closing at 8 o'clock, but then generally they had extra magic hours, which kind of counterbalanced it. But it really surprised me that they've moved extra magic hours. I think it's Animal Kingdom that night or something. But it's the first night of Food and Wine Festival, and they're closing at 8 o'clock.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised they're doing it. I mean, obviously, first day, big deal for them. Obviously, it's a huge event for Disney. But they had done that in the past, and I guess they feel the need.
I just wondered if you think that it's possible that they would extend the hours.
They could. I mean, Len, don't they? They have changed. Disney has changed park hours as you know, on a needed basis, right?
Yeah, they have. It's possible, but I don't. You know, they might do it for the first night of Food and Wine. It's probably a better than even chance that they're going to do that. Actually, I can't imagine them going to the trouble of providing all that food for people through dinner time, and then not taking advantage of it. I'd be surprised.
Okay. We really enjoyed the show.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Matt, I have another announcement.
Yes.
Yeah, bring it. Woo, woo, woo.
I actually have received a serious bid. $25 to enjoy having a martini with Fred Block.
Okay.
The $25 will go towards... Deb's Avon Walk, but it's for the opportunity to sit and have a martini with Fred Block.
Cool. And what's the current bidding? What's the regular bidding up to?
The regular bidding is up to $225. But this is a separate person who's bidding $25 to have a martini with Fred.
I feel like you should be wearing a large purple hat with a feather while you're doing this. I didn't know we could auction Fred's time off like this, but I might just have to rethink my trip to Paris here.
See that? A Fred Teeny auction.
What will Mr. Block be wearing during this little event?
I don't know, but I think I may want to be there.
I think that depends on how high the bids go.
Is it negotiable?
Oh, my gosh.
We're going south really fast, boys and girls.
We have our.
I'm thinking caller. A tuxedo would look lovely with a martini. That's all I'm saying.
We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Well, hello, it's Jay from Cincinnati, Ohio. Says the 157 on the Merc chat room.
Hey, Jay,
all this martini talk's making me thirsty.
Pretzels are making me thirsty.
The question I have for you guys today.
Ow!
Wow.
Blew out my eardrums.
The question I have for you guys today is there a Guinness Book of World Records of the largest Mickey ears?
Oh, good question. Ooh,
that was a good question. I would think it'd be between either the Earful Tower or the Sorcerer's Hat. I can't think of any others that are bigger that are actually... Well, I don't know. Then there's those power lines when you're coming off property. I don't know if you guys seen them on I-4.
Yep.
There's those huge power lines that form. Then, of course, there's the power. Then there's
the Speedway.
Speedway, yeah. That might even be bigger. I mean, you can see that from space. Well, I mean, Google Earth, at least.
Yeah.
The reason I ask is today I met up with a fellow listener of the Be Our Guest podcast.
Uh-huh.
He cut some huge Mickey ears into his field in the middle of Indiana. Wow. And the face is 195 feet, and the ears are 76 feet.
That's interesting, though. I don't know if there is a world record, per se. You'd have to talk to the people at Guinness.
He's actually already in touch with them. They're going to get back to him about creating a Mickey head category.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks for calling in, Jay. We appreciate it.
I will see you next time.
Good luck.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
Matt.
Sound like my mother. Yes.
It's time for another update.
It's time for dinner.
We are now at $235 for the Magic Meats tickets.
And we have just 10 minutes left in this live show. So let me recap what it's for. You get two Magic Meats tickets, not only for Saturday, but Friday as well, the meet before the Magic Meat. You'll get a WDW Today shirt, a 3-month subscription to Live 365, an All Ears Net swag bag. I'm missing something. Oh, and the email fast passes.
Matt, are we going to, at the end of the show, call the winning bidder and congratulate this person? Or are we not?
We should. I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
If they answer. If they don't answer.
So those of you who are bidding, stand by. You may get a call from us at the end of the show.
That's right. Just...
Come on. We're getting closer and closer to 300. We got to get up there. What's it going to take?
You know what? We're missing? Scopa's got to do his PT Scopa thing impression again. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Step right up.
His PT Barnum impression.
Come and see the show.
So 235 is what we're up to, right, Mike?
Wait a minute.
He's got to open up
email. Man, $250 now.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Come on. Wow. Got what? 8 minutes? Something like that? Yeah, come on, nine, people.
Nine. Very good. We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Jim from Maryland. How you doing?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, so a couple quick things. I've been listening, or I've been trying to listen while I've been trying to get online, so if I repeat anything that's been said, I apologize. I'm going down to the world October with a five-month-old. Don't start the abuse just yet. We're bringing grandparents and aunts and uncles to help with the with all the things going on. Just wondering if there's anything we need to bring. I have two other quick things. When we go down, we usually do JICO instead of Le Cellier, but we're probably going to go down for a little bit longer. Can we do both, or is that overkill on steak places? And third, Len, you alluded to a couple episodes back maybe working on something that would allow people to share information, kind of a Twitter sort of thing, and, you know, while in the parks. And I was wondering if that was coming to fruition, and if so, when.
Let's take it in reverse order. Len, why don't you answer the last question first?
Yeah, so for folks who are Twittering their wait times in the parks to at touring plans on Twitter, you know, thanks. That what we're doing with those is we're combining them into updates and then sending them out to other people. And over the long term, what we expect to do sometime before the end of the year is to make available wait times in application form, so either on the website or via your iPhone or BlackBerry or whatever the other phone you have.
The in regard to your other question, in terms of your restaurants, I say there's nothing wrong. I don't think it's overkill. And also, JICO, as many of our listeners are mentioning in the chat room, JICO isn't really a steakhouse per se. It does have beef on there, but I mean, there's a lot of other great options, and I would definitely not slight that from your list. I think you're fine with it. If anything, it just gives you different perspectives on how, you know, steaks can be prepared and everything. So definitely go for that. And what was the first question again?
I'm going down with a five-month-old. Mm-hmm. His first trip down to the world, and basically just wondering if there's anything I need to know. Obviously, we know about rideshare. I guess they allow you to bring cribs into the – or they'll set up a crib for you in the room, but is there anything else? And if you want to talk about that in a future show, I know you're getting to the end of your night, but just kind of curious about that. And Matt, hope to see you on another video podcast soon. It was thrilling to see you as the heroine with Van. That was a lot of fun. So
thank you. That was a lot of fun to record. Thanks, Jim. Annette, do you want to quickly, I mean, when you get clients that bring infants, any tip that comes to mind?
I think he already kind of has a plan. He's got the parent swap. He's got grandparents coming with him. It sounds like they've got a great backup system there. They've got it all prepared. As long as all the aunts, uncles, and everybody else come and realizes they're helping, hopefully.
Cool.
But it sounds like you've got that all under control. I would definitely make sure you kind of know where the bathrooms are that are for the babies. Definitely.
Yeah, good.
Make sure you know where those are, so you kind of have a plan. If there's, you know, there's always going to be that blowout. Kind of know where you're going.
Matt.
Yes.
Is everybody ready?
Let me get my tissues.
is this the all final right. reveal or?
No. We still got more. Still got 5 minutes. So spit it out, man. Good.
$300.
Yeah. Wow.
Now wait. Before you understand.
All right.
We have a special call, guest. It's Becky Mankin of Amy and Mouse Fan Travel. Very good friend of ours over the show.
Hi. Nice to talk with everybody. Of course, anytime that you mention an auction or a charity, or especially something that one of my favorites that Deb gets involved with the Avon Walk, we'd like to add just a little bit something to the pot, if that's okay.
Okay.
We'd like to add a $50 gift certificate with MEI and Mouse Fan Travel to be used towards any travel through 2010.
Wow. Very nice.
Wow.
All right. So let me try this all. All right. We have the two tickets to Magic Meets, which includes Saturday
song,
and Friday.
So we can sing what's in the all-included.
12-beat patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, Magic Meets tickets, and all that stuff. All
right, so yeah. Two tickets to Magic Meets, $50 gift certificate from Amy and Mouse Fan Travel, an All Ears Net swag bag, a WDW Today t-shirt, a WDW Today email fast pass for not only the winner but also the runner-up, A 3-month subscription to Live 365. Did I mention the t-shirt?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. Get this written down, right, Matt?
Yes, no. Magic Meets pin. Someone actually wrote it down in the chat room, so I'm cheating here.
Thanks for Deb. Deb's keeping everybody up to date on what... Absolutely.
All right, so all that. And what's the current bid up to, Mike? 300?
Wait a minute. Let me check.
Wait a minute. Are we including the martinis with Fred, too, or what?
No, that was a separate. That was separate.
Oh, separate. See that? Oh, cool.
It's still at 300.
Okay, now here's what we're going to do. We're going to take... But there's two. I got 9:58 on my watch here. We'll give it 2 or 3 more minutes, and when we're done with that, we'll take some more calls at the end. So if you're on the line for calls, certainly we'll get to them. We just want to make sure we do the right thing with this right now with the auction. WDWDaddy.com/auction, and then we'll take some calls after that. Just a couple minutes left over here. You can put in your calls, your auction bids. And you win all that great stuff, and of course, all the money being raised goes to the All Ears Net. Walk for Breast Cancer Research is a fantastic charity that Deb Wills has been doing for many years now, and it's always great to be able to raise some money for charity. And obviously Magic Meets itself is worth going to. I mean, it's sold out. You can't get tickets otherwise, so this is your one thing to get over here. Still holding a 300, Mike, because I got a minute and a half on my clock.
We haven't opened up the tickets yet for Meet Before the Magic, and they're included in this.
There you go. So you're already in.
That's true. You haven't.
That's nice.
300 and holding, it looks like.
Okay, 300 and holding. So you got about 1 minute left here.
You have to type faster.
Yeah, this is Amy from Kentucky in the chat room. Said, you got a minute and a half.
Yeah, that's great.
And we want to thank everyone who's contributed to these bids. Becky Mankett of MEI Mouse Fan Shovel, Fred Block of Magic Meets, Deb Wills of All Ears Net, Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio, all putting in lots of their own resources to help out with sweetening the pot. All right, that's it. We're locked in. All right, so what is the final bid? Is it 300?
The final bid is $300. Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
We got someone in?
Wait a minute.
Whoa.
Wait a minute. Oh, my God. I have one more bid. $360.
Wow. And the tickets starting at Eat Around the World Part 2. You know, I got to tell you, there's a lot of memories in just getting to where we are today. And Magic Meets is going to happen in a very short 40 days. And I am sincerely looking forward to seeing all my friends again.
All right. So here we go. We are dialing.
Right now they're pressing ignore.
Hello?
Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Mary. Mary.
Hey, Mary, this is Matt Hoshford from WDW Today.
Hoo-ah!
WDW Today, and you have won the Magic Meets auction for $360. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary. Very generous. Very generous.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much, Mary.
You're welcome. My mother is a breast cancer survivor, so it is for her, so...
That's fantastic.
Thanks for calling.
Very sweet. Very sweet.
Thank you for bidding, and certainly we will see you at Magic Meets, and we should give her like a sash or something. Like I don't know what it would say, but
crown and a sash. I have some pink hair to go with the crown and the sash. I have a sash.
Y'all are not putting that good in my hair. That's all I gotta say about that. Y'all are funny. Thank you all for calling.
Thank you, Mary.
No, really thank you.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Very, very nice. So that's great. So a great cause over there. We have, as I said, we're going to take a few more calls here because, we took some time for that. So let's take our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, is this Matt? This is Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Hey, I was going to get Debbie on the phone for you guys. Hold on.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Happy 39!
Woohoo! Hold on. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Deb.
Deb Wills. How are you?
Am I on now?
You are on.
Yes. Folks, I, Mary, thank you so much. Thank you, everybody who bid. I can't even tell you how much as touches me, and I just wanted to say thank you to all of you, and thank you to the guys at Walt Disney World today. Okay, I have to get off now. Thank you, and happy birthday to Linda.
Happy birthday, Linda.
Happy birthday, Linda.
Very nice.
Hello, everyone.
Oh. Hello.
Helen.
Well,
she's just beside herself right now.
I'm so glad we could help out.
No, you guys are the best, really. Thank you so much, and thank you, Mary, for donating. This is incredible.
Absolutely. I don't think when we started, we had this idea of Scopa that we were going to get quite as much money as we had envisioned in the, in this. And this is fantastic.
Well, I think that the person who really deserves to be thanked is Fred for donating the two tickets. It was a very generous offer on his part, and I salute him. Thank you, Fred.
Nothing to it. Anytime, and it was like I said, we had a fantastic time, and with great friends, and that's what it was all about. And for it to end up where we are today makes it all the more worth it. I couldn't think of a better way to have those tickets go.
You know what could only make this better? If we had Messiah on the call. So
that's not going to happen, is it?
Well, thanks again, and thank you, Fred. You're awesome, and we're really looking forward to Magic Meets, and we're looking forward to seeing everyone there and having a really wonderful, wonderful weekend. Y'all take care, and thanks again.
Thanks, Linda.
Happy birthday.
Thanks again. Hello? Bye-bye, guys.
Masayo.
Hi, Masayo.
Hello? Hi, everybody. Hey, hi.
Konnichiwa.
It wouldn't be a live show without Masayo at the end.
Mandel.
Magello.
How are you, Masayo?
Get her off the phone.
I thought I'm not going to make it to tonight for you guys, because it's been so much wonderful live show tonight, especially because of the cause for the deaf breast cancer fundraising, helping, and you all doing so great. Thank you so much for doing this for Dave and Elsa. Do you understand what I'm saying? I wanted to say that the Magic Meets ticket, two tickets for the auction tonight, that started on December and Mouse Fest and Sip and Snack and Part 2, right? It started there, right? Because Scopa-san drank the frozen margarita less than 1 minute. And that's why Fred gave the ticket, right? No?
That's right, Masayo.
I have so forgotten about that.
That's right. Fred dared
Scopa. It was really memorable and happy moment for me, so I will not forget about it. And I wanted to mention about it because it all started the Sip and the Snack, right?
That's right.
It was worth the look on Fred's face.
I learned a very big lesson that day. Mike Scopa is definitely someone to contend with.
Thanks for calling, Messiah. We appreciate
Thanks, Messiah. We love you.
I love you all too, and I would love to say the happy birthday in the room, and congratulations, Scopa-san, on the Lions' baptism, and
thank you.
Congratulations to Mary Maru for winning the ticket, and you are so nice and so great making donation such a big money. Congratulations.
Thank you, Masayo.
Thank you so much. And I am looking forward to the live show from the Magic Meets, because you will be doing, right?
That's right.
Yes. Thank you. I will be stay up all night again to listen to the show. Because I can't be there no matter how much. I want to.
Awesome. Well, we'll have the live show there definitely for Magic Meets, and that'll be obviously on the day of Magic Meets. So stay tuned for www.com for all that information. Thank you, Messiah.
Thank you so much. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you. Love you.
Thank you.
Bye, Messiah. Bye. Matt. It's me again. It's me again. I just got a note from Deb. She wanted to know how close the second person came to the runner-up bid was, and I told her, and she said she would love to send, if that person really wants to donate, she would be more than happy to send a huge special all ears box of all ears swag for them if they really want to donate. So if that person wants to do so, that person can contact us at www.today.com.
And if that person wants to do so, that person can also get one ticket to Magic Meets this year from me.
Wow.
And there's more. If that person would like to bid again, we'll also throw in another $50 certificate for them.
Wow.
Woo!
Wow.
Woo!
Wow. So, looks like you're going, Newell.
I need to tell that person. So I am going to email that person, and that person may not know who he or she is. So I'm going to email that person and let them know that they are the runner-up, okay?
Okay, very good.
I will do
that. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Boy, it's all a tough act to follow, but I know that you need something big. So this is St. Chris in New Jersey. Just saying hello.
St. Chris.
How's it going, Chris?
Good to hear all of you. Just tuned in a few minutes ago. Wonderful, wonderful stuff you're doing. I'm just so glad you guys are on the air and on the podcast doing all this. And
thank you.
And in your honor, I do believe I'm going to adopt G'day Govna as my official greeting for everybody in the future.
Oh, my gosh.
That European show, that was quite amazing. You've gone farther than European, Matt. Govna, I think, is Cockney, but G'day is Australian. You are absolutely a cosmopolitan man, Matthew Hochberg.
I'm a worldly person, actually. Thank you.
Completely, almost otherworldly, sir. And I was so totally stoked with the latest Sam Genoa episode. That's another one permanently installed on my iPod.
Yeah, it was really good, wasn't it? Yeah.
Totally wonderful. Absolutely. And everybody definitely should check out his samlanddisney.blogspot.com. Yeah. Loving his blog.
Yeah, it's great. He writes some great stuff.
Fantastic stuff. That's all I got to say. Just saying hello to you guys, and just keep it going.
Thank you, St. Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. Take care, guys.
I think we'll take one more call this evening, and then we will wrap things up over here. I want to thank everyone, of course, for some great, great stuff this evening. And I think our last call will be from – who's this call from? It is, I don't know who's. Hi, you're our last caller of the night. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Eve Parker again.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. I called it because I had two things. One, I want to let everybody know that I don't want to be known as the Polynesian parking guy. I pride myself on sometimes being a cousin, but I didn't think that one all the way through. But you helped me realize, you know, people might be missing parking spots and different things like that. So I won't try.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling and rectifying that.
The second thing was, I had a quick question. Free dining stops at October 3rd, I think it is. Can I start my vacation on October 3rd and still have it for the week that I'm there?
Annette?
Yes, if you can find availability on October 3rd to check in.
My check-in day is September 20th, but I thought about pushing it back. You know, I want to experience food and wine. But I didn't know. I didn't know if it's, and I've heard conflicting things before, so, I just wanted to make sure that was possible. But if they have availability, they will allow them to have free dining up until the 10th.
Yeah, and what I do is call in and ask to adjust that. Don't just cancel and, you know.
Oh, no,
make sure you're going to get it before you go make a change.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Zeez. Appreciate
it. Thank you for having a good show and giving me an opportunity to ask these questions.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Brave of him to call back in.
Yeah, that's very nice.
And I don't want to sound like we beat. I don't want to sound like we were beating them up either. That was a legitimate question. It's just I was.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't. I just.
You guys were beating each other up.
Yeah.
I was just sitting back and watching.
Yeah. No, it was a good discussion.
Yeah.
Please it was great discussion.
Please don't take it the wrong way. I was beating Matt up more about it than anybody else.
Matt.
Yes, Scopa.
Before we go. I just want to let everyone know that the person who bid $25 to send to Deb's Avon Walk for breast cancer is still interested in doing that. And all this person wants to do is – wait a minute. All this person – oh, I've got mail coming in left and right. This person would like to enjoy – sit down and have a martini with Fred. And all he'll – this person will do that for, you know – and donate $25. So, Fred, are you willing to sit down with this person and have a martini? You actually know this person, Fred.
I absolutely am more than willing to do it. I mean, one martini, two martini, three martinis. Whew, I'm getting lightheaded.
This person, I've just been given clearance to tell you that this person is someone who was at Sip and Snack last year and got caught up in all of this. And her name is Michelle Scribner-McLean. She's a feature writer on All Ears, and she just loves to see things like this happen. No. She's looking forward to helping out the research for breast cancer. And of course, she loves Fred, so she's just tickled pink to do this.
Tickled pink.
Actually,
and
she's pickled pink.
I have another announcement to make.
Oh, Lord.
The runner-up for tonight's auction was Dennis Dunkman. And I talked with Dennis, and I told him, I mentioned this to him. I said, Dennis, would you be? He said, I am definitely willing to make the donation. He's not sure if he can make it to Magic Meets, although he would love to give the ticket to a worthy listener. So he's definitely there to make the donation, which means if you add Dennis and Mary and Michelle up tonight,
gosh,
I think we have something like we have raised $635.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Nice.
Very, very nice.
Very cool.
And that, you know what you've done now? Deb Wills is probably just... You know.
She's a basket case.
We won't see her again.
I don't think we should call her.
We love her. We love her.
How cool is that?
That's awesome.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Thank you to Mary. Thank you to Dennis. And thank you to Michelle.
Absolutely. Very, very good. All right. Well, this live show of WW Today has been sponsored by All Ears, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling and special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 114,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit allears.net today. I want to thank everyone who called in today, all the bidders. It was fantastic. We raised a lot of great money for a wonderful cause, and it really means a lot to us. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to thank all of our callers who called in with their questions, and, of course, all of our listeners, everyone here who, you know, it's without the listeners, obviously, you guys make up this show, so we really, really appreciate it. It's, you know, it is what makes this show so much fun to do, and that's why we do it. I also want to thank, of course, Fred Block of Magic Meets. For his donation, as well as Becky Mankin of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Thank you both for adding to the pot and making it all that more easy for all of our listeners to call in and bid on these tickets and raise a lot of money for a great cause. And that's going to do it for us on this live show of WW Today. For Mike Scopa, Glenn Testa, Fred Block, Becky Mankin, Annette Owens, Mike Newell, Mike Scopa,
Deb Wills, Linda Eckler, Masai.
That's right. Everyone who called in, I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next live show.
All right.
See ya!
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.